April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, a chance to highlight ongoing efforts in Cook County at Public Health and Human Services. Here to shed some local light on the issue is Grace Bouchard, Social Services Supervisor, and joining her today, Heidi Akins, Child Protection Social Worker. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So at the county level, what is child protection?
Well, child protection is a mandated statutory requirement of the state for the counties to provide. So there's a law, Minnesota Statute 626.556, that says specifically what counties must do to protect children and provide for their safety. And so we follow those laws and rules in our agency. Yeah, there's just a wide variety of reports that we receive, and the guidelines are very far-ranging, from the most severe kind of abuse to something that totally understandable, where a family are struggling and a child is maybe neglected in some way or another. So we have to really think it through and make sure that we're consistent that with past reports that we received, so that every report that comes in about neglect is handled in a somewhat similar way, so that there's consistency. So we put a lot of thought into our decisions. And then there's also a number that we can call at the state. It's a rapid consult. So if we're stuck trying to determine what is this, how should we proceed, we can contact a person at the state level to get some feedback. We also will consult with county attorney and law enforcement at times to make sure that we're thinking about the process clearly.
And typically, who do you get reports from?
We get reports from many people. Some are mandated reporters, such as people that work at the school or doctors, and others are voluntary reporters, which can be neighbors or family members.
How does someone make a report?
In our agency, they can call 387-3620 and ask to make a child protection report, and then they speak to an intake worker who will then take down the report at that time. Otherwise, there is a child maltreatment report form that can be filled out and faxed to us as well.
And is that entire report confidential, or how does that work?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of times it's hard for people to make the report because they're afraid that they'll be found out, or they're worried about exposing something that they really don't want to, but yet they want to keep the child safe. And so the information about the reporter is confidential, and the only time it would ever possibly be exposed is in a trial situation, but we haven't had that situation in a long time. But so there's a rare occasion, a rare opportunity where your name may be exposed in a trial, but the vast majority of the times they are not.
So once a report is made, how do you follow up on that?
We have a screening team of at least four people that we discuss the report with, and then we decide whether or not it meets the guidelines, the Minnesota State guidelines, which are indicated clearly, and we always use that. And then after we decide whether or not it's screened in, meaning that we assess the family or proceed with an investigation, depending on the seriousness of the report, then we contact the family directly and then go from there.
Even if we get a report on a family that suggests, and we determine that there has been some maltreatment, we always try to find out what are the strengths of the family. And because every family has strengths, families love their kids, and we really want to work with the family because that's our goal.
As a community member, how would I recognize signs of potential abuse?
That's a really good question. Some things are poor parenting, and you may disagree on what a person does. So, for example, if a child stays up until midnight and they drink Coke for supper, is that child abuse or just disagreement with how a parenting styles? But there's information online where you could learn about it, but the best way to do it is just to call and say, this is what I saw, and I'm concerned about this child. The community is such an important safety net for our children. Once it gets to our agency, a lot of things have happened. So we really need people in the community to be observant. But say a child maybe isn't dressed appropriately for the conditions, that would be a really good call. A suspicious or bruises or marks that don't make sense.
Hygiene can be a big one.
Drug or alcohol use, that's a big one. You know, if you are aware of a neighbor, a friend, or a family who is drinking or using excessively, and the kids are maybe left home alone, that's a really good call. Those kinds of things. And, you know, the age of the child is a really big one for me, too. You know, obviously, the younger the child, the less able they are to speak for themselves. You know, kids that go to school, at least they've got another set of eyes on them for school or maybe at church or coaches. So those are the kinds of situations where people just have to take that risk and make the call. Anything else you'd add, Heidi?
I think sometimes if parents are struggling with depression or anxiety disorders or any sort of mental health diagnosis, that sometimes people may be concerned about the kids too. So if that is a concern to somebody and they do have children, then that could be something that could be brought to our attention too for additional supports for the family.
So the question we always think about is, what harm has come to the child? Has the child been harmed in some ways? You know, every family has their complications, but what harm has come to the child? And that's kind of the question we keep coming back to.
So from a parent's perspective, mm-hmm. an accused parent, mm-hmm. what should their reaction be if you're showing up on their doorstep? Like, what would you encourage them to?
Yeah, well, we would never want to use the term accused. We're concerned, and we would guess that parent is concerned too. And so when we show up, I'm sure a million thoughts are flooding through their mind. It would be very uncomfortable to have a social worker show up and say, hey, somebody talked to us about a concern they had about your child. And that's how we say it. We got some information that regarding your child that's concerning, and we want to talk about it. That's where we start. We aren't there to accuse or criminalize people because we don't even know really what happened at that point. So we're really there to gather information. Heidi's the main person who is making those calls, so I should let her talk about this.
Well, I like to reiterate that we do use a supportive approach, and that's always the basis for when we meet with somebody. It's not accusatory or blaming. It's just figuring out what happened and what can be improved and finding the family's strengths and additional supports that they need.
And then figuring out safety. Sometimes people will say, oh, that did not happen. That did not happen. And then we'll say, well, so is there anything like that might have happened that made somebody think that, you know, and so sometimes there's something that happened and people are able to open up and start talking about that and identify what would really help them maybe prevent that happening in the future. Or and again, our eye is always on child safety. Is the child safe? And how can we know that?
We're visiting with Grace Bouchard and Heidi Akins of Public Health and Human Services, looking at child protection in Cook County. More information or to make a child protection report, 387-3620. Is there anything else you would like to add, Heidi, Grace?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who is a parent, whether they're mom or dad or grandpa, grandma, uncle, aunt, and all the good work that you do to help keep kids growing and healthy and strong. And I appreciate everybody who takes that risk and makes the call if they feel they need to.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.